Pop Squad.
I can't get over my pain. Make you feel better. Fuck with niggas I know. Won't make you feel better. This the lifestyle that I live. Fucking with these different bitches. And you trying to break my heart. Fucking with these different niggas. You know you can't get over me. You know you can't get away from me. You know bitches don't play with me. You know. You know.
I know the consequences of my actions. This shit real ain't easy as rap. Fucking with niggas I know to get back. How I know that boy is mad. I know you with him cause he got a sack. You say you don't like him, no feelings attack. I know that you lie, can't mix you with facts. Oh, you think I'ma run back to you that she did. Tell her how me and you be texting each other, yeah. You told me you wouldn't fuck him, no you lying, why you scared? You know I got a bitch, don't open your mouth, shit, then you won't read. Can't talk to you like I used to. Can't see me, you gotta put up your cool. Even though my situation, you know. Fucking with your friend, ass nigga, you screw. I know you tryna figure out who I'm talking about. I told you I'm a spat on me, put the guns down. You gotta run your kids from hands now. I can fuck on who I want, I'm famous now. Got your friends all in your ass saying that I'm back. If you keep on listening, it make me mad. Keep on reminiscing, make me wanna slap. It seems like that this so long. I can't get over my pain. Make you feel better. Fuck with niggas I know. Won't make you feel better. This the lifestyle that I live. Fucking with these different bitches. And you tryna break my heart. Fucking with these different niggas. You know you can't get over me. You know you can't get away from me. You know bitches don't play with me. You know, you know. Fuck this shit. You broke my heart so many times, I was like, fuck a bitch. I just wanna get the money, nigga, for the fuck of it. Fuck a mother, nigga, that you fuck with, I don't fuck with them. Tell your brother, stay from around me, cause I don't fuck with him. They don't really wanna want me, it ain't enough for them. You barely kinky, but you a slut for him. You ain't even that mean, but you tough for him. You had me soft, I couldn't function it. Only gave me pussy, wasn't sucking it. I heard the rumor, who you fucking with? I wish I found out sooner that you a dirty bitch. Back to the basics, let's be fat. I was with you when I was sipping on act. I doped you up, you had menthol swag. Scrap. I don't ever wanna see your ass. Yeah. I know I'm a dog, that shit ain't fair. Oh. Thought I'd be mad, I don't even care. Now I'm putting my new bitch on the lid.
Hey, hey, y'all. Thanks for joining. We starting in a second.
If she around, then I'm aware. You say only him, you lying again. Bluetooth in the coupe, you need to pair. That whole shit was in the air. If your friend a hoe, they use a hoe. Wherever you go, I know they go. Don't follow your dreams, you follow back, bro. Your ass so fake, thought you was a toe. I can't get over my pain. Make you feel better. Fuck with niggas I know. Won't make you feel better. This the lifestyle that I live. Fucking with these different bitches. And you tryna break my heart. Fucking with these different niggas. You know you can't get over me. You know you can't get away from me. You know bitches don't play with me. You know. You know.
It's Price Busters Furniture Zero Down Event.
Sorry, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining Most Talk tonight. Hope y'all had a good day, you know. I had a good day, you know. Hope y'all had had peace today and everything like that. You know, all the good stuff, guys. As I say every time you come on this, my podcast, you know, I thank you for all the people that support me and constantly be a part of the adult conversation. Hey, Josie. We come together, we speak about real life issues, stuff that people go through every day. As I said before, let's be respectful. Let's respect everybody's viewpoints. Let's all come together and let's all just, keep it grown, let's just relax. Let's throw those opinions out there and let's just talk, guys. So, I always hear from the guys that I'm always saying things that's pertaining to the guys. So they wanted me to, guys wanted me to put something out there for the baby mothers or, the bitter baby mothers. So today's topic is dealing with toxic baby mamas. So I'll start off with, my little stuff before I put it out there because, I can say sometimes, at one point in time, I could have became a little toxic myself. So the minute you find out that you're pregnant, people look at you, they don't even look at you as, oh, she's ready to be a mother. They look at you when you mess with another person that you got feelings for. You automatically go into the baby mama zone, especially when you got feelings and, the little feelings be languishing on. But that can be true, but women's can become the pettiest as well when they become the bitter baby mama. So tonight, this evening, I am specifically going to talk about this. I'm talking to the single mothers out there. I'm talking to the mothers who wants to be, the ones that were thinking about having children someday. I'm talking about the ones that deal directly, that's just toxic. I'm talking about the toxic baby. I mean, honestly, when you meet a girl, and I'm speaking directly to the women now, when you meet a woman or a girl or whatever however y'all want to call it nowadays, you can pretty much tell the ones that's kind of ratchet or the ones that's kind of like, going to be a bit too much or, things like that. Sometimes people will do really good with hiding things and then sometimes people don't. But, again, this is talking not to the reasonable baby mothers. I'm talking about the controlling baby mothers. I'm talking about the baby mothers who have been hurt by the father. So now they're using the baby as a pawn baby mothers. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about, since you hurting me, I want to use my baby to get to you. And whatever way I can get to you, I want to get to you. Now, let me just address this before I go any further. I'm not talking to the ones that are not good fathers. You don't fit in this parameter. I'm simply talking to the good brothers out there, the good fathers out there, the ones that's totally stepping up to the plate, the ones that doesn't mind being a father. I'm talking to them, those men, the ones that don't mind taking care of their kids, the ones that don't mind going to a doctor's appointment, the ones that don't mind sitting up all night with their child, the one that don't mind going up to schools, the ones that doesn't mind going to take care of their kids and buying them stuff and supporting them. I'm talking to those ones. I'm talking to, when we're talking about the bitter baby mothers, some of these women are using these kids as pawns. And a lot of people don't want to talk about this because, it's all good when we slandering the men. But women usually don't want to step up to the plate and admit that some of them are wrong, too. Some of them got hurt. Lingering feelings too that lingers that they try to hold over top of the man's head, and try to control them in the aspect of trying to make them do what they want to do. I'm talking about you also got women that look for a come up. You look at the women that be out there looking at the hustlers out there that's getting money. I'm talking about the ones that's flashing money all over the places. They want them to be their baby father. You know what I'm saying? They looking for a come up. I'm talking about the ones that purposely try their best to get pregnant so that they can get, come up on a check or something, like a child support check or some kind of means like that. You got some women out there that look for come ups, not necessarily me, like they necessarily want the child, but they can just want the man. And they and when they don't get what they want, then they go for other means to hurt that man, because that man, you know, when I'm gonna hurt you, she said, yeah. Debbie, she said, hey, a check. Ain't that wrong with a little couple dollars though. You know, you do a little strange things for some change, you know. But you know, it's still hurtful to the child. And you know, I mean, females sometimes only see dollar signs, you know. If it ain't for them, like some women say that they want to be with the man, but for real, when you got a real man that's stepping up to the plate, women try to, they do too much. You know what I'm saying? We do too much sometimes, you know. We want, it's nothing enough to make us happy. We want more. We want more money. We want, you know what I'm saying, like this child need this. You know, good and well, you know, we might be out there trying to get us some hair. You know, good and well, we try to make pay a bill, and if we got multiple children, you're going to take care of those kids too. So, you know, real men do matters, and we don't give men enough credit, you know, these days. Like, you know, we can talk about the cheaters, the lying, the deceitful ones, but then you got some real good men out there that needs to be praised, because you got some ones that step up and take their children and they raise their kids. You know what I'm saying? We got the real ones. We have some real men and women. You know, with that toxicity, they come and they try to destroy that man. They try to destroy that man's character. You know what I'm saying? They just start doing the most. Like, females, they will, you know, like I said, the first thing they do and when they become hurt is the first thing we do? You going down child support. You know, that's the first thing we do, you know. Even if this man can, you know, because if you be real, some of these fathers that are on child support should not be on child support. Like, let's just be real. You know, some of these men take care of their kids. Some of these men come get their kids or try to get their kids on weekends, holidays, summers, etc. But it's the mothers. You know, mothers will do so much to try to block a man from being in their child's life. They will block it. Like, they will do whatever, like, at any means. Like, this man could be texting you, what's up? You know, I want to get my child. She didn't already then block your phone number. She didn't already write a stack of money, right? So now she can live. You know what I'm saying? She done blocked your number. She done blocked you, your text messages. She done blocked you from, what's the first thing? We gonna block you from all social medias. So you have no way of getting in contact with us, period. We're gonna block everything, but the only thing that's gonna be open is we will make it available so that we will be able to receive our child support check, you know? But then when you think about that, because I was one of those ones I can remember back when I was younger. And honestly, my kid's father really wasn't taking care of his kids. I mean, no cap. You know, I can't give a man credit for something he ain't did. But I only, when I was younger, not now, but when I was younger, I only took him to child support because he hurted me. You know what I'm saying? So I figured I'll get back at him. I'll show him how it feels to hurt. So my means was just to hurt him because he hurted me at the time. I wasn't even thinking about the support and all that type of stuff, because really my mind wasn't really there. My mind was on the fact that I was trying to get my revenge. I was trying to be vengeful, you know. So back when I was younger, having kids, I can say I was probably one of those bitter baby mothers. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I would have been like that if he was a person that stepped up to the plate and was actively in his kids. Like sometimes I feel like women get frustrated sometimes and take our frustration out on some of the wrong guys, you know, because you know, especially the ones that got multiple children, you may have this father that's really been sorry, but this one trying to step up, but you fell for this one because this relationship didn't work. So now you taking it out on a guy that's really trying to step up. I just think it's wrong, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about it. How many chromosomes does it take to create a baby? It takes 46 chromosomes, which means that 23 came from you and 23 came from him. So therefore, that child, he has just as much right as to that child as you do. And then another thing that that women do, you know, another thing, like one of the biggest things that women does that really is annoying is, and I can't say I wasn't one of those ones, women don't realize how it affects the child when they use other children as a pawn. And that is so true, yo, because another thing is women will also, let me get to my notes, because I'm going to get off the thing. Women will also try to dictate, you know what I'm saying? They try to be the dictator of, you know, just because you got feelings now, he moved on, right? Now he has somebody else. Now you're trying to dictate who and where and how your child can, what they can do with their child. So now you want to dictate, oh, you ain't with me, you better not take my child around her, and that's, or my children around her, because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just out of bitter and hurt. Not necessarily, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, first, before I say, you know, not necessarily knowing if the person is good or bad. You know, sometimes we just move on the fact of just, you know, our feelings, just on the fact that we still got those lingering feelings, and, you know, we don't want to see somebody else, you know, play, I guess, in our mind, play a mother to our kids, because they our kids together, not them. Now, she says she can watch the child too. Yes, she can watch the child. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't see anything wrong with meeting a person, making sure this person, you know, is in a right state of mind and, you know, things like that. But most of the times you can never get to that level of maturity, because usually the woman has feelings. And when she has feelings, she don't want her child around or children around no other woman, you know. So now she's trying to dictate, the only way you can see your child, if you come here, that's the only way you can see your child, or if you take it to your mother house, you know. Now you dictate, and then we start trying to tell them who and who they can't bring in their house around our child. So I just feel like sometimes we start getting so controlling, you know, and that's true. Nuki says she's not a woman, she's a girl. Well, that is true to a degree, but feelings, you know what I'm saying? Like, feelings make you do the most craziest things, because I can remember, you know what I'm saying, acting in that act too, and that was only because of my feelings, you know, of the feeling that I felt like I didn't want that person. That was what I wanted. You know, I wanted the family. I wanted the family with you. You mean to tell me you're leaving me to go start a family with somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was really hurtful. But at the same, Josie said, feeling is growth, control. Nuki, I agree. And that is true. You know, eventually you will become an adult, but I feel like the only way you can be able to become an adult and accept the situation if you mature. Because your feelings has to mature. That's the main thing. You can be a woman, but your feelings has to feel like a woman too. Like, not a woman, but be mature. Like, be fully healed. Because if I feel like if it's an ounce of feelings in there, a woman is not going to let her children go be around another woman. When the feelings are absolute, you don't mind them taking them kids to be with the next woman, or the next woman, because you don't, is no feelings that's connected to that relationship. But the minute that you have feelings, I just feel like you're gonna interject with it. You're not gonna allow it to go further, you know, unless you are there, you know. So most women, you know, they start being really petty, you know. They even get as petty petty as, you know, if you don't have money or if you don't have nothing to give me for this child, you know, the child also become a money pawn too. If you don't have nothing to give me, then you can't be a father to the child. Now, let's just get this straight. A man might can fail at a relationship. Some men can fail at being, you know, a good boyfriend, a good husband, a good baby daddy, or whatever. But he might master being a great father, a great grandfather, a great dad, stepdad, or what have you. But it's sometimes the bitter baby mothers, the ones that be so ratchet, go straight on the Instagram or social media, straight be cussing you out, you know, calling you names, you know what I'm saying, just going dumb, talking about you to everybody, just dragging your name. I'm talking about those drama baby mothers. I'm talking about the ones that has no chill, honey, the ones that absolutely don't care at all. They don't care about nothing. I don't even care if you have kids by somebody else. They also try to control that as well. They try to control how you are supposed to deal with their children amongst other kids. Like, they try to, you know what I'm saying, make, it's almost like sometimes they try to make you choose on, you know, how you should be a father to each one of your kids. Like, you know, some of these mothers is just terrible. Let's just talk about how terrible some of these mothers are. You know, some of them, you know, you just got some drama baby mothers. So, you know, guys, I'm just asking, you know, what do y'all think about these drama baby mothers? Because I'm pretty sure some of y'all might be drama baby mothers, or some of y'all seen some of your brothers go do some drama baby mothers calling the police on them. False warrants. I mean, it gets real bad. Like, let's talk about the real pettiness, you know? I mean, they do false warrants. They lie. You know what I'm saying? They just do whatever. They'll go as far as letting another nigga take pictures with your kids just because they know it will hurt you and put it on social media so you can see it. Like, we women, like, we think, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be thinking. And, you know, and I respect that, Nikki. We all be thinking, and sometimes we just think of ways to get back, because women's are really, we are thinkers. And although men do things impulsively, we think about things before we do it. So if we're going to do something, we're going to do something that's going to sting, you know. So with going through all of that and women, you know, being so toxic, you know, that's the reason why some men don't want to be a part of their kid's life. And I'm talking about the good men, okay? I'm talking about the ones that wants to be a part of their kid's life. They walk away, you know? They walk away from their responsibility. It hurts them. Like, it probably hurt them just as much as it would hurt a good mother, you know, if someone took their child away. It hurts them. But it's like, what could you do? You know, when the mother just don't let you see your kids for a year and 2 years and 3 years, you know, and you want to, you try to reach out and they won't reach out. You try to reach out to the family members. It won't. You try to go through the courts, the judicial system, and everything is so deemed towards the mother unless she do something that's proven or deemed unfit. But if they have no proof that she's unfit, then it's almost like the man is automatically, you know, looked upon as he is a bad father. You know what I'm saying? And it is really not all fathers out here are bad. Not all fathers out here are cruddy. Not all fathers out here, you know, that's not willing to bring their children together. You got fathers out here that want to bring their kids together, you know, may have blended children from, you know, different relationships. They, you know what I'm saying, it gives them joy to know that they can bring their children together. It gives them joy to know that they, you know, just being able to be involved. You understand? Like, you know, like, some women just don't understand. And I was like reaching out to a couple fellas today, And a lot of couple fellas was like, they wasn't going through that. They don't go through that. But I'm pretty sure they went through it at one point because, you know, like growing up, that's just some of the things you do when you, when you're a teenager and things don't work. Sometimes women's just, you know, they just, some of them just, you know, kind of do the most. And sometimes we think we are protecting our children, but sometimes we can actually be hurting our children because of the fact of the absent father not being there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes we, what they call it, we can like, we try to be so spiteful that we can cut our own heads off. You know, we trying to be spiteful towards you and thinking it's hurting you to keep you out your child's life. But really, it's really hurting the child. You know, the child or the children suffers from that. You know, it gets to the point that sometimes women, you know, toxic baby mothers, we try to get our children to choose between the parents and who they want to be with. We put so much responsibilities upon a child. You know, we don't realize how much we use that child as a pawn, as a piece to try to hoping, you know, as we trying to hope that this man come back, hoping that this man want to be with us again, hoping that this child will help me build this family. Because let's just be real, some of us, some women's had babies just for the father. Carly said, it seems like the deadbeat dads have some mothers that are drama-free and mature, and the good fathers have the petty, immature kids' mothers. And I will agree with that, too. And, you know, I will agree with that because it do seem like that. I see it all the time, like, fathers be really good. And I be just looking at some of these mothers, and I be like, dang, you know, I wish my kid's father would, you know, step up and do some of the things I see them doing. You know, like, it's always, like, they just get mad over the most pettiest stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at, like, you're not even looking at, especially the young fathers nowadays. I'm like, you're not even looking at the fact that this person could be out there doing X, Y, Z, but he's choosing to be a father. Like, that's a choice. That's a choice. I don't care how much a judge can tell you you got to be a father. I don't care if your family members tell you you need to step up and be a father. I don't care. It's a choice. It is a choice whether or not you want to be a father. And if a father wants to be a father, I just don't feel like we as women has a right to tell this father that he can't be in his child's life. And I don't feel like we have a right to tell this father that's willing to, you know, step up and be a part, that he can't take this kid around my, you know, his new woman, or, you know, his new family, or, you know, just, you know, because we just want to be in control of everything. You know, we want him to be around. So if he did come around, and then you got some good fathers that really try to work with that. They said, okay, well, I'll come to your house to see the child. And then when he come to the house to see the child, she all doing slurs. She all doing the most, pouting, you know, doing all, you know, doing all this and all that. Just because, you know what I'm saying, he in there, he don't want her. You feel me? Because really, in her heart, she want him so bad that the fact she will chance ruining her child's life just for the sake of saying I scorn or I hurt him because he ain't want to be with me. And I just feel like that is definitely a situation that happens every day. Like, it's a lot of mothers, like some fathers, you know, actually make mistakes. You know, like I was talking about before, mistakes happen, and, you know, a child come out of a mistake. But I don't believe the child is a mistake. But I believe that, you know, sometimes, you know, depending, you know, she could have been a homewrecker. Like, you could have already been in a relationship, and she could have been just a homewrecker and just had one motive. And then when she got that, she knows that you are a good father. She can know that you are a good dad. She can know that, you know, because some men, I have witnessed some of the guys, you know, in my life, some men are really family oriented. Some men are, you know, didn't, some men grew up Yes, home wrecker bookie. You got them home wreckers out there that purposely get out there and try to get pregnant, and then they want to keep the baby because they feel as though they know that, you know, and most of the times, you know, you got home wreckers for many reasons, but when you get a home wrecker, they usually can see that this guy is a good man. They usually can see that he's family oriented. They usually can tell that he'll take care of his child. So to keep him around, they purposely try their best. They will find out their ovulation date. One second, guys. They'll find out their ovulation dates and everything, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that they get in that pickle on the day they gonna ovulate, so they can try to make sure that a baby is conceived, honey, so that they feel like I got them. And then, sorry guys, I had to drink some. The fathers are be like, you know, they might be like, get abortion, blah 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 blah, you know, I ain't ready, da da da. She not getting no abortion because why would she get an abortion when the fact that she purposely got pregnant so that she can keep you around, so she can control you, so she can dictate your relationship. She came to just tear it down, baby, and get a check, okay? So she, you know, she like, run me my money, okay? Run me my money. I'm talking about when she's 7 months pregnant, she already did the application for child support, okay? She wants her money, okay? She ain't playing no game. She like, look, give me my money. I need my money. You know, they looking at her like, you didn't even have a baby. I mean, you can lose a baby. It don't matter. I just want my stuff on file. Them girls be like, they be wanting their money. That's why a lot of good men out here, they be scared to take them paternity tests, you know, for the ones they was playing with, and they know for sure that's their child. They scared to take those maternity tests, because once you establish paternity, you stuck, brother. You gonna pay that money, baby. You gonna have to run her money, because she's most definitely gonna take that paper and go straight down to us. Well, let the minute you say that you're not gonna give her what she want, because ain't no baby, don't no baby need no goddamn gonna pass attendance no every week. Don't no baby needs no outfits every daggone week. They don't need that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, come on. Some of these women be like, your daughter needs some shoes. Your daughter needs this. You know what I'm saying? Let me read what Yo-Yo said. She said, I'm dealing with a guy who had kids. We picked his kids up for the weekend. Sunday morning, police was called saying he took the kids without permission. Court system got involved in all because he moved on and found a woman who was willing to accept his kids. And that's what I'm saying. Women would do, they will set you up. You go ahead and take the go. Yeah, go ahead and get your kids. Oh, so you want to go be with that bee? Okay. Yeah, I like to report my kids missing. He came here. He jumped in my face. He did this just to take my kids. And it's crazy. But women do that because why? They them toxic ones. You better, I'm telling you guys, if any guys on here, and y'all, you know, I wish y'all would call in and give some input on here. Yay, Josie, you on my baby.
So, this, I just want to say, this happened, like you said, every day. And unfortunately, like, maturity comes with growth, like you said. You know, we all become a little toxic in our life. You know, I still have some toxic traits in myself that I fight each and every day. But I wanted to say something. I had a guy that I went to high school with, really close, like I've been, you know, knowing him since fifth grade. He said his whole entire life, he thought his father was a deadbeat, but it was the whole time his mother was playing the game and like trying to play the field and keep his father from him. And it made him mad once he like got of age and realized like all of the conniving, like trickery stuff that she was doing, because we always talk about the deadbeat men, deadbeat dads all the time, but we never talk about really the foolishness that the mothers be doing that, like, that's really hurtful to the child. It's unfortunate that, like, really, we be fucking our kids up, y'all. Like, I mean, shit, we fucked up. We be fucking our kids up. Just keep on going until somebody try to change it, you know.
Say that.
That's all I had to say. I'm still sitting back listening.
Okay. Thank you. You gave me a chance to clear my throat. So, just like she said, and a lot of times that really be happening for real because, like, my mother said that she, before she passed away, that she was upset with her mother because all those years she thought it was her mother keeping her father away when she realized that it was her grandmother keeping her father away. So, you know, sometimes you build up all this hatred inside, you know what I'm saying, because you don't know. And it's crazy because some mothers think they doing that, when they do that, some mothers think that that's best for their child, but it's not. It's not. You're doing what's best for you. You're doing what's best for what you feel as though it's going to be your coping mechanism to deal with the hurt and the rejection, you know, because you're mad because he don't want you no more. You know, he done moved on to the next biddy, or he done stayed with his biddy, and they gets really mad about that because I'm telling you, like, that's the one thing women think. Women think that a baby is going to control and keep a man, you know. And then sometimes in the midst of this whole chaos, some bitter baby mothers really run across some really genuine good dudes. Some really good ones that might say, like, you know, I don't want to deal with you, but I will take care of my child. You know, I don't got to have nothing to do with you. I've seen some relations that they don't even talk. They don't even be on the phone to talk. It's strictly about the kid. You know what I'm saying? So in some of these crazy situations, you know, you really have some genuine dudes. And I just feel like it is true that we don't appreciate them enough. We don't praise the good ones enough. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so crazy that the good men always end up with the ratchet chicks. You know, I'm telling y'all, these ratchet chicks, they winning, man. They winning. I don't know how they winning, guys. But they win. I don't know if it's from the way they talk, the way they carry themselves. I don't know what they doing in the bed, y'all. But them ratchet chicks, they winning, man. They winning because they getting all the good dudes and they scratching them from the surface, you know. And then they know they ratchet. They like all that ratchetness. They like the fact that she messed with all these goddamn different niggas. They like the fact that, you know, she's working in front of their niggas and can drop his hide and do all this stuff. They like it until the goddamn baby come. And then when that daggone baby come, them niggas don't like it then. Oh, yeah, she doing too much. You know what I'm saying? She a headache. I don't want to deal with her. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then they want to. And then it gets so toxic sometimes that the dudes actually be running. You know what I mean? They run too, like, they don't want to deal with it. And then you got the women trying to blame it on the men. But whole time, she was doing too much. And he just couldn't take it. He couldn't take it because, you know what I mean? She just was doing. Y'all know how we can get, y'all. Women, we can have some crazy traits. Y'all know that we can be, man, we can do the most, okay? And so, I'm just saying, like, we, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even see it in the young girls, too. I even see the younger generation starting to do that as well. The younger girls starting to be bitter towards the baby fathers. They don't want the fathers, you know. No, you ain't seeing Lord Junior, or no, you ain't seeing Lord Mama. No, you ain't seeing her, you know. And you definitely ain't taking my baby around them, you know. And you sorry, and then they be so quick to call a good nigga sorry. Now this nigga been buying shoes, diapers, wipes, clothes, going to haircut, hair appointments. They doing all of this stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And These women, they, I mean, these men are doing all these things, and a woman will still turn around and call them sorry. What do you want them to do? You feel what I'm saying? Like, they sorry because they not doing what y'all want them to do. They sorry because, you know, they don't want to be with y'all little broke asses no more. So they sorry. And yes, I just felt like this was definitely a topic that really needed to be addressed, you know what I'm saying? But I don't like going after my women's because, you know, I love my queens. But at the same time, they must be checked too. You know, we need to stop trying to just always call this nigga sorry because, you know, he not doing it the way we think he should do it. Or calling this nigga sorry because he can't give us money every time we want it. Or calling us sorry because he might can't jump up and come and get the child when we want them to get the child. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, it's so many different things that, you know, men, good men have to go through just to be in their child or children life. They gotta literally lie sometimes. Like, we, these bitter baby mothers, we making them lie to us. They gotta lie and pretend like they want to be with us in order to get their child. Because if they don't play along and lie, then the baby mother get crazy. Oh, you mothers, you know, and it's a tragedy. You know, it's definitely a tragedy waiting to happen. So, you know, the men, they lie, and then it creates more toxic. And yes, they get big, big men. Yes, they get big, big men. They do, you know, and then they start telling the kids from a little kid, you know, your father don't want to have nothing to do with you. Your father sorry. Your father this. Your father that. And the man could have been knocking on the goddamn door trying to get in there. You only let the man in. You feel me? The man trying to go through somebody else's cell phone to call you. You don't want to answer it. He lurking on other guy dummy pages trying to get through and see what you doing, reach out to you, you know what I'm saying, reach out and touch someone just to be in this child's life. And it shouldn't be that way, guys. It's like, you know, if you have daughters or you have cousins or, you know somebody that's in that situation, like, you know, we need to really, like, tell them, like, look, y'all, we shouldn't be like that because every man who wants to be in their father's life, I mean, be in their child's life, should be able to be in their child's life. Because we have too many men out here who do not want to be in their child or children's life. It's a choice. Some of them don't want to do it. And for the ones that want to do it, we need to appreciate them and give them a platform to be able to do it and do it in peace without having to deal with a headache, with trying to commit to you or having sex with you. Or, you know, because some men don't want to have sex with the ex-baby mother no more. Some men don't want to do all of that no more. It's done. It's over. You feel me? It was what it was. You know, and it's hurtful sometimes that sometimes you got to watch some of the good men be fathers to other kids, and they don't want to be a father to your child because they don't want to deal with you. Because they feel like you're toxic and they feel like you be doing too much. So they don't want to deal with you. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. So they just cut all ties. You know what I'm saying? They won't answer the calls. They won't join your social media. You're blocked for every one of their social media, and they will not allow you to come on their stuff. Why? Because they don't want to deal with the mother. You know, so we have to open up, you know, we have to learn how to open up this realm to allow these men to be men, the ones that want to be men, because you have some that wants to be men and wants to be a father to their children. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are in blended relationships, you know, got different families, and the child should be able to come in and know both sides of their families, whether it's with you or the other person. They should be able to come in and be with their other siblings, their other, you know, their father, significant other, without the mother trying to be so damn controlling and trying to control everything and trying to dictate everything from over the phone, you know, to the point she want to fight. You know, she getting, you know, it's getting heated. She getting tight. So now she want to get loose. It shouldn't be all that. You know, you're doing too much, mama. Sit down somewhere, okay? Your washed up, and he don't want you no more. You know, y'all know what it was. You feel what I'm saying? Stop being so open. Women, we need to also pay attention to who we allow come inside of us without protection. And the same way with men, y'all got to look at who y'all decide to put y'all penises in unprotected. Because not every woman deserves to be the child of your baby mother, the mother of your child. Because some women don't really care and don't really, you know, take no interest in, you know, don't even care about having a relationship. You having a relationship with your child, it's always been and will always be all about them. It's all about what they can get. It's all about how they made to be, how they want to feel. It's never about the child. So, you know, like these baby mothers need to find their chili. You feel what I'm saying? And these baby fathers, that's good. I'm not telling y'all not to stop being good, but I'm just saying y'all better keep those penises in your pants because some of these women are looking for a come up. And like Josie said earlier, a stack look real good here in your bank account, okay? And I mean, you could call me a gold digger, money hungry, or whatever you want to call me, but that money going to hit that account at 12 a.m., and I'm definitely going to spend it on bills myself, my the child and everything else. So, you know, it's so much that is connected to, you know, just a child, a father, and a baby mother. And you know what I'm saying? And like I said, not every baby mother is wicked, but I'm not even talking to the good baby mothers. I'm talking about those wicked ones. I'm talking about the ones that always want to keep a lot of drama going. They lie, they sneak in, text and call your girl. They tell them all the stuff you saying. They make up more stuff. They make it look dramatic and look more than what it is just to break up your family, to break up your relationship, because ultimately they want what you have and not what you have to offer. They don't want you. They want what you got, you know? And if they got to use that baby to get what they want, honey, they will do it because it's all about a dollar. It's always been about a dollar. You was only a dollar and that's it. You know, and I hate to say it, some of y'all wasn't even picked to really be a baby father. Y'all was picked to be a come up. Same way men do it to look for a place to stay. Women do it to look for some money to put in their pocket. They know the ones that's good. You can tell a family man. You can tell a man that's willing to be a good father, and you sure can tell a one that ain't gonna go nowhere. You can tell. And women, they get pregnant and have these babies because they already know they gonna be drama. They gonna hold it over you. If you don't give me this, you ain't gonna see your son or your daughter. If you don't, you ain't gotta see him. And knowing you, you gonna be like, you can't do that. You can't do that. But she can, and she gonna do it unless you fight her on it. And most, the average guy, you know, may try but may not do it. You feel me? Some guys will just walk away, and like I said, the child is the one that's left to be hurt, but she don't care because she still got her money. So y'all better be careful out there, seriously. And I'm only directly talking to the toxic baby mothers, you know, the ones that make excuses to, no, I ain't that type of female. I keep it 1,000. I don't go to no nigga for that money. I don't do this. I don't do that. I would never take that nigga down. As long as he there for Lord JJ or Lord Mama, I know, and they be the main ones that's clocking your pockets. They don't want, ain't got nothing to do with you. Just like you got the men out there don't care nothing about you. They looking for somewhere to stay. You got some women that only looking for the money. So that's why I tell my sons, you know, be careful who you decide to make to have a baby. Every woman ain't baby mama material. I'm sorry, okay? Leave that drama alone, because all it's going to do is give you a headache. You know, you're going to be frustrated, and you can't help but to get frustrated, because for a good man that wants to be in his child life, he's trying to do any and everything just to be to be there in his child's life. And the mother are doing any and everything to make you absent, or to make you look like you the fucked up ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You the nigga that walked away from your damn kids. You the nigga who ain't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They do all of that to make that look like it is. They don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? They only got one motive, and that's that money. They like this, like Johnson on Love and Hip Hop. Run me my money. Like, you thought that Johnson really probably wanted to get pregnant by Stevie? Yeah, she loved her Stevie, like she said, but she was more concerned because she was the stripper coming up, baby. And at the end of the day, she wasn't dumb at all. She knew that even in her toxic behavior, if she had that damn baby, she knew that she was going, her money was going to keep running. See, she was looking at longevity, okay? She was looking at how she was going to eat in the future, okay? Because she already knew that he was established to some degree. So she knew that she needed to get with the one person that was going to help her be fed. And she was willing to do that. And that's why he was mad and messed up. Like, and did a blood test and all that. You feel what I'm saying? That girl wasn't stupid. She wasn't dumb at all. She was trying to get her bread. And she was toxic. You feel what I'm saying? So thank God they was able to come together now and get it together. But it was ratchet. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to fight those shoes at everybody. You feel what I'm saying? She had a ratchet baby mothers have a point to prove. You know, they just always want to be a part of something. They always got to feel like they just got to be noticed. You know, they always just feel, they want to feel so relevant. You feel me? They just be doing too much, guys. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all see them ones walking with those heels with them booty shorts on, y'all better run. If y'all sitting out there seeing them ones that don't mind twerking in front of everybody, you better run. I'm trying to tell you, you better run. Those ones that's cute in the face and thick in the waist, you better watch yourself, okay? Because you might just get burnt. I'm just trying to tell you, because they be them ratchet baby mothers. Okay, those ones that, like I said, don't give a damn about nobody but themselves, and then they have no other choice but to worry about their children. So, again, it's a come up for them and their kids. You know they ain't got enough. Some of them don't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? But they look at you as a come up. Don't be a fool, okay? Don't be a fool, because, you know, you don't have to be a fool. And with another thing that gets me, though, and I'm going to say this, and it's a little off topic, but I hate for deadbeat fathers to try to call baby mothers ratchet. No, we're not ratchet. We just only trying to protect our children. But I just really feel sorry, and my heart goes out to the fathers that really want to be a part of their kids' life and just can't, because they dealing with a ratchet baby mother. And usually, for real, she don't know any other, she don't know how to not be ratchet, because that could be, you know, that could have been something she learned from her environment. Maybe she was, you know, going through that when she was growing up, and that's all she's seen. So it's a tunnel vision. All I see is all I want to see. So all she want to see is a father that's not there. But truly in her heart, she knows that she have a good father, that her child has a good father. The only problem that will always be when you're dealing with a ratchet baby mother is if it's any ounce of feeling still left in there, if it's any ounce of her still wanting and desiring to be with you, fantasizing about you, fantasizing about the past, you can never move forward with reconciling the old the old feelings. It can never be reconciled because she's still holding on to the past, or maybe it's the present. She can't move on because she still has feelings there, and because she still has feelings, she's going to use the children or the child as a pawn to get to you. It's all to hurt you. It's all to trap you. You know, some women, toxic baby mothers get out there, they purposely they trap you. But what we got to realize, if you are a baby mother, a bitter baby mother on here, or have been a bitter baby mother, or know somebody, a bitter baby mother, all you're going to do is make that man heart turn to ice. You're going to make that man just don't care. You're going to make that man wear his feelings on his sleeve. You're going to make that man walk away and make it seem like he don't care. You're going to make that man, you know, smoke from that child's life. And the only person that's going to be hurt is the child, because they're going to grow up thinking and believing that their father did not want to have nothing to do with them, when in fact it was all on you. So women, if you out there and if you doing that cruddy stuff, you better stop it, because let the men be men. And if you know some good men and you toxic, let that man come in and deal with your feelings some other way. Be a big girl. Put your big girl drawers on. And if you know somebody that's going through it, tell them, put that big girl drawers on and stop being bitter, and let that man be a father before that man walk away and leave his heart on ice. And that's going to conclude me for the day, guys. I'm getting like really thirsty. If do anybody want to come in and give some ending comments, you know, any remarks, you know, because like I say, guys, you know, we all, you know, if not, well, some, if not all, have all, you know, portrayed those traits, you know, of being bitter because of feelings. But when you get older, like now, you know, it's a couple years ago, if my kids father now, between even when it was like 18 years ago, wanted to get his kids, he could have took his kids with his wife, his baby mother, his boo thing, his side. I don't care what it was. I would trust him to protect his children, because I no longer have feelings that will keep me, that's going to keep my mind at unease while my children is gone with them. So if they want to come get their children, let them come get their kids. Let them be a father. Stop trying to dictate when they going to get them, how long they can keep them, where they can take them at, and stuff like that. Just let them be. And for the good fathers, keep being good fathers. Don't walk away from your kids. You know, don't give up. You know, it's a constant fight. It's a long battle, but it's worth it. Don't give up on your child, because like I said before, it takes 46 chromosomes to make a child, and half is yours and half is hers. So you have just as much as rights as she has to that child that you have to that child. You both should come together and communicate, if not for each other, for the sake of the child. You know, always, always show love and just be there for the child, guys. And, you know, this is a short one, but I just thank y'all for tuning in. You know, like I said before, guys, that's just, you know, raise up our black men. Let's appreciate our black men. Matter of fact, I challenge every woman that's on here to throw a post up on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you at, praising our black men, because they don't be praised good enough. The good ones go unseen. We put them in the grave. Let's dig that grave up and appreciate and lift our black men up, because if we don't, we're losing our black men, and they turning their hearts on ice. I'm telling y'all, this is Mo with the talks. Thank y'all for joining. All the ones that support me, I love you guys. Y'all already know how I'm coming. You feel me? But I gotta end it with this, y'all. Don't let our men put their heart on ice, guys. If we know better, we can do better. Let's do it, guys. I want to see them posters up on Facebook. Go on up. Respect them black men, especially the men that want to be fathers. Let's appreciate it. They hurt too, guys. They got feelings too.
Mama say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Niggas best I put my heart on ice, cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice, get the best of me. While in the cell with Lil Joaquin, I thought slapped in my head, told him, don't know how you get down with them clowns, but I'm a soldier. No one could understand, I had way too much aggression that built over the years from my abandoned adolescence. See, I done been lied to, backstabbed, and heartbroken. I wanted to cry, but I was too afraid to open, praying one day I find a piece of mind by the ocean. I spent all my time committing crimes to get closer. While at my nana house, I played a couch, staring at the ceiling, trying not to get in my feelings, thinking of a way I can make these millions. Maybe I'll take this pain away and clear up all these rainy days. Heart been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault, it's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice, cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice, give you the best of me.